The city council in Springfield, Massachusetts has voted to ban police from using a controversial technology. Following hours of debate and discussion over many months, the city council voted 11-2 Monday night to approve a moratorium on the use of facial surveillance technology.
I'm glad we finally got it passed. I feel relieved. I feel very proud of my colleagues for supporting it, and I'm glad that we're able to implement this piece of legislation and put this moratorium in place to protect the people of the city of Springfield.
City Councilor Orlando Ramos, who co-sponsored the ordinance with City Councilor Adam Gomez, pointed to studies that showed the technology was inaccurate when identifying people of color and argued it was not ready for police to use. But for months, Mayor Dominic Sarno had threatened to veto a ban on what he said could prove to be a useful crime-fighting tool. Several councilors worked with Sarno's chief of staff, Tom Ash, to reach a compromise. Rather than a five-year ban as originally proposed by Ramos, the ordinance approved Monday night imposes a moratorium until the Springfield Police Department develops a policy for using facial recognition technology that is approved by the council.
So we were never too far apart from it to begin with. It was just a matter of coming to the table and having that discussion.
Ramos said the ordinance will not prevent the Springfield Police from listening to technology companies pitch their products and kicking the tires.
The hope is that now as this technology continues to evolve, that we will be approached by these technology companies and hopefully be able to use the tools that are effective and that are accurate. To give them to our police department to be able to do their job effectively. This was never an anti-police ordinance.
City Councilor Victor Davila, who with Councilor Tim Allen voted no on the moratorium, said he wanted an exception that would let police use the technology without restrictions in the search for missing persons and kidnapped children.
If there's a technology out there that could help me, even if it's a slim percentage, a slim chance of finding my loved one, I take that chance.
The ACLU of Massachusetts, which has been campaigning since last June to get municipalities to enact bans on face surveillance technology, applauded the Springfield City Council's vote. Cade Crockford, director of the organization's Technology for Liberty program, said even when it works correctly, facial recognition technology in the hands of the government is a threat to civil liberty.
Well, the reality is that in order to use a technology like this to locate anyone, it would require setting up a surveillance system akin to what the Chinese government has done in the Xinjiang province there, which essentially enables the persistent tracking of all people's public movements everywhere you go, not just today, but in historical time as well, for as long as there is stored video data.
Four other Massachusetts communities, including Northampton, passed bans earlier this year. Springfield Police Commissioner Cheryl Claproot has said the department does not use facial surveillance technology in its real-time crime analysis center, and it will not be included in the body-worn camera system that is scheduled to roll out later this year. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.